that Jesus walked on.
Podcast. Dirty Water Podcast.
That shit is loud.
Yeah, oh, we got it too. I'm gonna do them up.
Yo, what's up, guys? What's up, man? What's up? How you feeling over there, Dave?
Come here, bitch.
Okay, I see where this
I
is.
I had
going.
To kick your door when I was 5. Put that bitch on the shelf.
What's up, Moses?
You feeling? Santa, that's fine.
You feeling all right tonight, man?
Feeling good, man.
I'm feeling good also, man.
Bitch, I love you.
What's up with you, man?
It's cozy. It's nice and cozy in here, fellas.
Hey, hey, this is Dirty Water Podcast.
We in
man.
Here. We lit.
I'm Lex, man.
Moses. Dave B.
Nice and motherfucking cozy, like we wanted it.
Huh?
New studio. Word. The Dirty Water Studio.
Dirty fucking Water Studio. It's lit.
Put it together ourselves.
Right.
On fire.
Know what I mean?
Bah.
Felt like home improvement over here.
Yo. I can't even believe we pulled this shit off, honestly. Like, on some real. I don't know how to do none of the shit we did.
We put it together. That's a fact.
Like the drywall, the insulation.
Oh yeah, we pulled that out of our ass.
Doing it all. People taking pictures, crying.
It's coming true.
Right. I wonder how many gonna come and say they helped and did something. Now,
you know what I'm saying?
I painted a wall.
Know what I mean?
I straightened out the line.
Niggas getting dirty water tattoos already.
You got a dirty water tattoo?
No. You got one on the back of your neck.
Nah, I was about to know, you a neck nigga.
Nah, you got
I
one know on you the back. Nah, it's different kind of necks, nigga.
I know what you going to do.
It's the back of the neck, nigga, and it's the side, nigga.
I know exactly what you going to do, though. You going to put that shit right there across your heart, because that's how much you love. You so sentimental about this dirty water shit. You already know. Dave, look at him. You know he gonna put that shit across his chest.
He gonna put
over his left breast.
He gonna put it around his belly button.
Oh, no.
Like Cisco.
Yo.
You gonna put it on front of your neck. Cause you can't grow no beard. So Dave gonna put it on the back of his ear. So.
Back of the ear.
Cause he gonna get a pinky ring. Like,
you put it on your medulla oblongata.
Oh my god. When y'all getting dirty water tattoos? Come on.
Right after you put it on your lower back.
I'm for definitely not putting that shit on my fuck. The hell!
You don't want the dirty water tramp stamp?
No.
Tramp stamp?
No, Jesus nigga. Nigga.
You don't get on your shoulder blade.
Well, the fucking
I'm
dirty.
Flexing.
The motherfucking dirty water fucking studio is up and running. We're going to try to get a couple people. Not many, because like I said, he don't want to talk to you niggas. I gotta really convince this nigga. It's very fucking hard.
Bring it on. And
Moses says he's with the shits. He's like, yo, bring up anybody. I talk to anybody. I'm an anybody kind of nigga.
So I can laugh at him. Fucking idiots.
why they got me?
The fuck up. I'm just joking.
No, you're not. You're way too serious.
We got nice talent if they coming through.
Oh, that's a fact. We'll
nice
see.
Nice talent.
We'll see. No, I don't.
You know what I'm saying?
As long as nobody can try to come up here with a little fake jewelry or nothing like that.
Auto tuning when you talk.
Auto tuning when you talk. Yo, so I was.
Show name?
We took a break, and then out of my break, I did a few things. Definitely got the studio together. Chill with the family. Mm-hmm. You guys ever seen Gone in 60 Seconds, the movie?
Oh, yeah. That was tough. Mm-hmm.
Nicolas Cage.
Nicolas Cage.
Tough cars on there. Mustang, that's all I think about right now.
Oh, yeah, Eleanor.
Angelina Jolie.
Yeah. Be like, yeah, she was looking like a crackhead in that movie.
You think so?
Yeah, she wasn't really that.
You know what I'm saying?
I was definitely not liking the dread look. Like, it looked like she tried to have the dreads.
White people with dreads look real dirty.
Yeah, you think so?
Yes. What white person with dread that you know that don't look dirty?
I don't know any white people with dreads.
Right. That one woman, Dirt I don't McGurk. Know.
You ain't never seen
that Fast and the Furious, like that last one.
A white person out in the street with dreads.
I mean, I probably have, but I don't think I'll be looking down like, yo, that motherfucker look dirty.
Well, nah, they just look fucking dirty. You know why they look dirty?
No.
Because in order for white people's hair to lock, they got to kind of not wash it and treat it real nasty. For us black people,
they
a lot of us black people hair is a little kinky, so we just need to twist it up and it's going to do what it do.
It's got different
textures.
Yeah, she definitely wasn't cute to me in that movie. Yeah. I ain't gonna lie. But the fact that
she looked like she had a dirty belly button in that Shorty belly button was filthy. It was nasty.
A couple of boo-boo stains on the string.
Please clean out your belly button every time you shower.
Yeah. that's definitely underrated.
Yeah, for sure. You gotta clean out your belly button, man.
I'll be scared.
What is that?
I seen a meme on Facebook or something somewhere where they said how men wash, and it was like, it was a whole body, right? And then the only spots it were was the armpits.
The hot spots.
Yeah, the hot spots and shit.
That might be young men, you know what I mean?
Y'all wash your legs, right?
Yeah, of course.
Okay. Nah, this nigga's out here.
You gotta wash everything.
Don't wash their legs. You wash your bottom of your feet?
Yes.
That's
how I almost be fucking slipping. Yeah. I almost bust my fucking head open in the shower the other night, man.
Yeah. I'm slipping. On top of the bottom, every part.
No, you gotta get in between your toes too. Stop playing. Stop playing, man.
You gonna do your feet?
Nah, you just probably just be squeezing soap on your feet.
Don't be fucking
squeezing soap on.
It's clean.
The soap should rinse down my body.
Yeah.
And clean my feet.
Yeah, but
test my belly button.
But I bet y'all don't have the. But I bet y'all don't have the back washer.
I don't.
I need it. I'm trying to get on my back.
I ain't got it neither.
But my back probably like a dirty cross because I can't. You know what I'm saying?
Can't reach it. Yeah.
Can't reach. So it's like a dirty cross.
Mm-hmm. The fact that these motherfuckers stole 50 cars in one night, though.
I forgot we was still talking about
that. Yeah, because y'all niggas be wandering off, nigga. I was trying to tell y'all how my son was watching Gone in 60 Seconds.
So how you think it affected him? You think he wanted to steal some cars now?
Hell no.
No?
He don't want to steal
nothing. Does he like cars?
Yeah, a little bit.
Okay.
Just nice to see the different cars and, you know.
Right, because they was.
The way they did it.
Right. There's a moral to that story, though. You know what I mean? Hopefully he got it. Hopefully you try to explain it to him. Probably not.
No, of course. You know what I mean? Stay away from bad people.
Get a job. Right. That's what the fuck is saying. Get a job.
Yeah. Get a job.
And be your brother's keeper at the end of the day. You know what I mean?
That was very underrated.
Right.
Man.
Take care of your brother even though he fucked up.
That goddamn Shelby still got away from him. I mean, Eleanor. Yeah, that fucked him up every time. That Mustang is hard.
You got Eleanor back.
At the end, yep.
Yeah. Yeah.
And piece two one together.
That'd be nothing to fix that up. So
yeah, it's true. What's a movie that y'all, you know, as y'all was growing up as kids, right? That y'all felt like might have altered your life a little bit, not altered, but made you have a perception about, I guess maybe something you might
have,
you know what I mean? Something you might not want to do, like fucked you up, like oh shit, that touched me. Like, you got one, Moses?
You want me to start?
Yeah,
I got one.
Let's do it.
The one I was really tough with. I didn't even know what the name is. It was me and my dad. We was just watching it.
See the ashtray, dude.
And so as I'm watching this, it was a gang, you know. This gang was tough, so they out doing stuff. As I'm watching, I see him put the potato on the gun.
I know where you're going with.
Yeah, name the movie, though.
I know it. Let him do it. Damn.
So he put the potato on the gun. You know, shot that man. This movie is called South Central.
There we go.
So, seeing the process and going to jail and rebuilding himself and then worrying about his son and then his son's growing up.
Right.
And this, you know, I'm a kid, so that's when I was just like, okay, the boy, man, yeah. But, you know, it wasn't like that because I was seeing what we was doing. He was just using him. He didn't really care about that kid. You know what I'm saying? So just seeing the whole the father and son thing and how, you know, he had to get his son back and messing with the gang life and selling and what it do to people. Because that homeboy, they, one of the homeboys that fucked up like bad.
Yeah.
He was in there lifting weights, but he won't lift in weights. He was just lifting the bar. Like,
what do he was like, on that shit.
You know what I'm saying? So it was just a lot of shit.
I forgot his name.
So
forgot his name.
Yeah, I kind of liked it. And then at the end, like, you know, the gangster was right. Like, he can't take that man's son. You know what I'm saying? You do anything you want to. He can't take that man's son. He did everything for you.
Mm. That's a classic.
That's a classic.
So it was just like, damn.
Did it make you feel like, shit, I, like, if I grew
up. He was the hardest dude, like, in real life, that was the real gangster. Right. He was.
Yeah.
You see what I'm saying? That's why I knew he was the real gangster. It wasn't them.
Sticking up for your family.
Yeah, like going hard for like, because he could have died. He could have shot that nigga and just like, fuck it.
Going hard for what
matters,
which is your family.
You know what I'm saying? But it's like, damn,
word.
You got out of there, you a fucking gangster.
Mm.
So I just loved the whole thing. And then stealing radios. The niggas was stealing radios.
Yeah, because his son was growing
so like,
up.
Yeah, so like.
Going in.
It was like, damn, so.
It make you feel like if you was to grow up and be a father and had it like I can't
maybe be like watch what I do.
Yeah.
That's what I really learned for watch what I do. Like if I do this dirt, it's gonna come back to me.
Mm.
So that's why I always been mind worthy what I do.
Right.
I'm a good hearted person anyway, so
you ain't shit.
And shit.
What about you, Lex?
Paid in full.
Ooh.
Paid in full for me. I know it glorifies, you know, a lot of hustling, money getting, whatever, right? Mm. But that scene with Rico,
okay,
and Mitch,
okay,
and how, you know, you supposed to be loyal to which you know what I mean, you supposed to be loyal to your mans,
right? Okay,
and I be looking at it like a lot of people kind of look at it. I mean, it was wrong. It was wrong for Rico to do that, to kill him.
Okay.
But I can see how he felt and why he did it.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Because if all three of y'all, if all three of us is doing our thing together, right?
Mm-hmm.
And your son get kidnapped, right? And I don't tell Dave about these 16 bricks. Like, what happened to the brotherhood?
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like, I feel left out.
Yeah.
I feel like y'all ain't fucking with me. You know what I'm saying? So when I seen like some shit like that, I mean, but at the same time, you got to know who you dealing with. You got to know what you rocking with. And, you know, and just everybody ain't fucking loyal. Everybody ain't fucking loyal in this world. Your closest mans ain't loyal.
Yeah.
Your family, you got family that ain't loyal out. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So that was one of the movies that I was like, you know, that's crazy. But at the same time, I looked at both ends of it and understand both ends of it.
That movie is one of the movies that got some of the best bad acting I ever seen.
Yeah.
That's some good bad acting.
That's a fact.
Like Cam, he murdered the bad acting, but he murdered it. Nori did his thing. He was being himself.
No, I wasn't. I wasn't saying he was bad acting, but Nori was.
I think it gave it that what it need. You understand? Mm-hmm. Like everybody don't needs to be on point. Right. Made it gutter.
Oh yeah, nah.
You know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? Like for Cam to do that,
for Cam to play that character, it sold itself.
Yeah,
Harlem nigga, it sold itself.
I think it wouldn't work with nobody else.
Nah, I'm glad this nigga sucked.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying?
I'm glad they chose Cam for that.
So, in a way, it was kind of right. What I didn't like about the thing is, like, I feel like him and that, what Rich and Alpo weren't really friends though.
Okay, yeah, they wasn't. Yeah, I see what you're saying.
So people be like, oh, how can he they really won't
I see
front.
That.
You know what I'm saying? Like, him and his homeboy was homeboys. They was tight. You know what I'm saying? But if that would have happened that way, I would have been like, ah.
Yeah, but you know I mean, you done stabbed somebody up in jail for me, and then you killed me.
He know how he rock. That
was,
should know,
that was a
see,
business move right there.
Oh, that's a fact. That's a fact.
We don't really know what Alpo and Rich had going on, but he know what kind of dude this was. You know what I'm saying?
At the end of the day, I think it all came down to miscommunication. Because the nigga, you know what I mean? Hey, you gotta keep
this
it.
This is what I'm saying.
You gotta keep it with,
if I'm telling you, I got them bricks, I need to get this off to get my man. You need to help me out.
No, he didn't tell
him. He didn't tell him.
He didn't tell him that.
He left Cam out. He ain't tell
him. Well, see, this is the thing. In the
movie.
In the true story.
Oh, okay. Okay.
Right? See,
okay.
We getting confused with the true story.
Okay. My bad. Right. No, yeah, you're right.
That's right.
That's
right.
That's my bad.
But that was a good movie, though.
Yeah.
That was a good movie.
Okay.
Is Paid in Full a classic?
They're definitely a classic, nigga. Yep.
I think you should have told him what's going on.
That's a fucking classic.
I agree. It's a
but still, he shouldn't have murdered the man.
Nah, he didn't.
I think he could have found out what
happened. It's a conversation. If I made that much money with you, it shouldn't be. You know, I mean,
or if he just found out, it went to him like, bro, like, for real, I just found out, like, he would have, like, bro, this is what really. All right. Nah. Why you just tell me that? I didn't want to. Nah. He might just didn't want, you know what I'm saying? Some niggas, he felt like he was going to be weak. So it was a point I felt like, you know.
The other part of not trusting nobody is A Boogie.
All right, what's yours? Let's go.
Oh, y'all ready?
What's yours?
Well, I was going to say something about A Boogie not being able to trust nobody because, what was it, his sister's?
Right. Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's all situational, you know what I mean?
It's crazy.
I felt like he knew he was stupid. Like, if you know a nigga stupid.
He know the nigga a hothead, but you gotta, what's the point of having soldiers if you can't use them? I mean, you gotta keep the hotheads around.
Yeah.
Everybody play their part. It's just, you know, everybody don't want to be best messy. Motives, you know
There's nothing
I mean?
Wrong with that. Right. Want to not be messy. There's nothing wrong with that.
Yeah.
Some people just want to, ah, and then they get fucking murdered. Yeah. You wonder why your ass.
Sometimes you need an eye. But word, for me though.
In the right times.
Yeah. Definitely.
It comes right times because it was, look at the mafia shit. Mm-hmm. Like, they didn't really give a fuck, but it was right times. Like, that was it, able why they got them kills off to a nigga snitch. Right.
Yeah.
Just like, you know, just like any gangster movie or story.
Griselda, bitch. I'm joking.
You know what I mean? Just like, just like any situation, the shit is all good when it ain't. You know what I mean?
Right.
Like, shit always go wrong. Somebody always feel a certain type of way.
Right.
You know what I mean? And, you know, you can always do shit better, but you don't realize that until, you know, until it's too late.
What movie for you, Dave?
Ah, what movie for me?
Paid in Full, bitch.
For me, Pulp Fiction.
Oh, that's nice.
Pulp Fiction.
Okay. Hold on. Tell yours, but it's going to fuck me up because I only seen Pulp Fiction one time and I was a little kid. So I have to go back and watch that.
That's I don't think you want to watch it.
Nah, that's official.
Nah, I got it. I'm going to go watch it. I had to throw this in there for what she was going to say, but go ahead, Dave. I'm sorry.
Now, Pulp Fiction was one of the.
Tell him.
All right, relax. Jesus Christ. Pulp Fiction is one of the first Quentin Tarantino movies I think I've seen. It was either between that or the vampire movie.
Okay.
What's the joint with the vampire? I forgot. But the vampire joint.
Dusk Till Dawn.
He was Dusk Till Dawn. There you go.
I don't know that movie neither.
Oh my God. Forget
it. He got a series on stuff.
Yeah. He got some shit. But
got some shit to catch up on. Damn.
But the nigga, I just like the way Quentin Tarantino would record his films back then, you know, the storyline wouldn't be fucking in order. Mm-hmm. It'd just be jumping around, and then you're like, oh shit, that's what the fuck happened. Mm-hmm. And then everything ties in at the end.
Mm-hmm.
But one thing that really fucked me up was when my man Ving Rhames, they did my nigga Ving Rhames. They did my nigga dirty.
What happened?
Yeah, all right, so him and Bruce, I think it was Bruce Willis. Him is Bruce Willis.
Yes.
Bruce Willis was a boxer. Ving Rhames was a gangster, and he was betting on the fights and shit. Bruce Willis was supposed to throw the fight.
Mm.
Bruce Willis ain't throw the fight. He ended up winning and killing the dude.
Oh shit!
So that
I'm gonna have to see this.
Ving Rhames,
I don't remember this.
He lost mad bread and shit. So he end up, if Ving Rhames fucking send his squad to go kill the nigga, man.
Mm.
So push come to shove or whatever. Ving Rhames and Bruce Willis end up meeting in the street. They end up scrapping. They ended up in a pawn shop, fighting inside of a pawn shop and shit.
That's not a good place to fight. There's guns in there.
Right, right. So the fucking pawn shop dude, he ends up knocking them niggas out and whatever. Them niggas wake up in the basement, and the porn star dude was he ended up calling his homie, which was a cop, and them niggas was on some freaky shit.
Ugh.
They had a gimp in a box, some little male sex slave in a box and shit. Oh, it was fucking nasty. Oh, and at the end of the day, the nigga Ving Rhames ended up getting raped in the fucking basement. When I saw that shit, I was like, oh, man, I can never look at Ving Rhames again. And then
I could never look at Ving Rhames. What you
it
mean?
Was fucking
some
crazy.
Movie, bro.
Yeah,
some
I understand
movie.
That, but I was young when I saw it.
Mm.
I ain't never seen no shit like that. And then I turned around and seen fucking Holiday. You ever seen the movie Holiday with Ving Rhames?
Nah.
On BET? When he was a drag queen?
Oh, yeah.
I saw
yeah,
that.
Yeah.
I was like, what the fuck is going on? This world is real out here.
Yeah, like, yeah.
It's crazy.
It was,
you gotta get that
lot.
Money.
It was a lot was at, crazy. That, at that time. I was like, oh, man.
But at the same time, though, I think he did.
Good movie, though. Good movie.
And then he licked
you gotta
the top
see
of
what
baby
happened.
Boy's head.
I ain't
word,
he licked the top of baby boy's
come
head.
He got his cheeks out in the kitchen. I'm like, come on, bro.
But it went hard though at the end though.
Ving Rhames. No. Yeah, Ving Rhames. He ended up, you know what I mean? They end up taking over.
I gotta see it.
Yeah,
I don't remember that.
Movie.
I remember watching it younger.
Yeah, that's just one little part of the movie though. The movie's bigger than that.
But what I like what Dave said, Quentin Tarantino takes a film and lets you see everybody's point of view
right.
in the film.
Right. And then tie it all together.
And you'll be like, okay, so you'll understand something sometime before it ends, but it will fuck you up. It's like, oh, this would have been, you know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. So his movies is always like
Did he do Jackie Brown?
And like old school.
No, he didn't do Jackie Brown.
But that's how Jackie Brown was too.
Yeah. Kind of. Yep.
He was in it, but it's you gotta fight.
That was a good movie though.
Quite a few homeboys,
Pam
do
Grin.
Something like him, kind of like
take old biddies.
Yeah, she do got some big titties.
Who?
Pam Grin.
Pam Grin.
Yeah, she's like 90 years old right now, but it's all good.
Nibble she 90?
Nah, she ain't 90. Damn near, nigga.
Damn.
Yeah,
hell
in the 70s.
Yeah, she got different nipples.
She got new nipples.
Just different nipples. If you watch the 70s show,
can you get new nipples?
Oh yeah. You got new nipples in it.
You can get new nipples.
You can get new whatever the fuck you want, my nigga.
Yeah.
If I wanted, you know,
where
I mean?
The fuck we live at, man? This shit is crazy out here in this world, man.
New genitalia out here. You can get new nipples, nigga.
Yeah, that's true. That's true. Y'all, it's flu season. Y'all fuck with a flu shot.
Fucking flu shot.
Only flu shot. Yeah, it was what, school?
They used to make you get them in school.
I don't never get the fucking flu shot.
Yeah, now as an adult, no. Like, and I used to work in the fucking nursing home, and they used to make you get them in the nursing home. Either you get them, or you walk around with a mask on for the whole flu season. So yeah. I'm like, fuck, I gotta get the fucking flu shot.
Do y'all believe in it though?
No, because I don't get the flu. I don't normally get the flu, and I don't get the flu shot. So.
Mm.
I just know how to like prepare for the, you know what I'm saying, winter. So
I just know how to prepare for the winter.
I don't trust, like, I feel like what's in it. You don't tell nobody what's in that flu shot.
Right.
What's really in there?
You ever had the flu?
Yeah.
Everybody had the flu.
That shit is.
Yeah. Flu is dangerous.
That's like me. Fucking around with him knowing my dad ain't got nothing, no head thing on or nothing. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, he trying to get the flu.
Yeah.
Fuck the flu shot.
Yeah.
Feeling that cold air. That's what you coughing up. You just held that cold air.
Fucking around. Yeah. That flu shot.
Yeah.
I seen the joint on, I think on online or some shit. Somebody got like a flu shot or something and fuck Shorty up. Shorty like, she walk with an ill little bop now. Like, she can't even walk straight.
Off the flu shot.
Off the flu shot.
Because I think I heard something about it. They said it puts the flu in you. I don't know. I'm just saying what I heard. I didn't believe it.
I don't know what the fuck the flu shot is.
What the fuck
is it? Let's drink some Douce and lemon or something.
Yeah, man.
Shout out to Douce, man. Shit's Douce. Pretty good tonight, man. Douce, yeah, is pretty good tonight, man. New studio, nigga. Dirty Water, bitch.
CJ, what up? Yo, CJ was in here.
Oh my God. Hold on, episode 51, bitch. Go ahead, Dave.
This nigga CJ was in here. Fucking.
Oh my God. Lit.
Word. I mean,
we was just fucking around.
We tried to save this nigga and give him a little air. He tried to be tough. I don't know who he was trying to prove.
He was
to.
Over there tripping like me. He's just over there. Word. Looking like a young Bernie Mac.
I could barely breathe in here.
I don't know why y'all kept blaming this shit on me.
Because you was just passing light right in front of him. I was like, stop it.
I wasn't
it.
Trying to.
Air. And then you blowing in his face. That's something KJ would do. I mean, Jizz would do.
This nigga was making smoke signals in his face. here you go, Moses. Yeah.
And it's lit. And this is fire.
I like it.
Shout out to CJ, man. Damn, man. We
put
sorry.
The fan
man.
On, he was just blowing on him, too.
We love you, CJ. Damn, man.
The fan ain't working.
It's the new studio, man. What you want us to do, man? Get used to it, brother. Get used to it.
It's not that foggy, though.
Shout out to CJ.
It's not that foggy. Mm-hmm. I think it's the cigarettes, though.
Ain't that foggy, because you ain't light that fucking backwood. Light that shit up, man.
I'm fucking, man, fuck that backwood, man.
I did.
Yeah, like, I ain't hit it. Ain't even swing this way.
Stop crying. Fuck that backwood, man. Hey, I seen something where somebody said backwood smokers are the worst, because they always be like, pass the wood. Where the wood at?
That's no wood.
Yeah, they was like, would you shut the fuck up?
Right. Oh, that's funny.
I said, God damn. I'm sorry, Moses.
I don't say that.
I'm sorry. Cool. You all, bro, every damn
I
episode.
Say get the backwoods. I don't say be in the woods.
It's smoking on the woods.
I don't say none of that fuck shit.
Shout out to all the women that smoke backwoods.
That's what Barry's saying.
Yeah, you know I mean, that's a guaranteed strong throat right there. Shout out to y'all. You are the real MVP.
You just made me want to quit, man.
Back smoking bitch. Backwood smoking bitch. The bitch fucking throat strong as hell. Nigga, what?
Yo, you are wrong, Dave.
That's facts, bro. Yeah. You ain't never dealt with a backwood smoking bitch before.
That's a fucking fact.
Oh, damn.
Nah, shout out to everybody.
So disrespectful.
Oh my God.
This nigga said backwood bitch. Bitch.
Nah, shout out to the ladies that smoke backwoods.
Nah, it's ladies. Nah, it's ladies. Nah, look.
All the queens. All the backwood queens.
Nah, you changed. Hmm? You changed.
Listen, you gotta let a bitch fly every once in a while. Don't shake your head, Moses. Shut up.
I'm just shaking my head because the word bitch, like, is always funny. Like,
bitch.
Especially when a nigga can't say nothing or confused by something.
But the way Dave,
I see you as the drums.
Dave uses shit all strong and shit. Dave, like, he got so much animosity behind it when he say it.
Nah, I'm just.
You gotta watch y'all niggas, man. Y'all changed since this new studio.
You gotta have animosity. I feel like you use the word. You gotta use the word bitch, right?
Mm-mm. Yeah, if you're gonna use it right.
Shout out to you bitches. Styles P album drop, man. Let's get into some music real quick. Styles P album drop. Presence.
Shout out to Styles P. He always puts some heat out for niggas, man.
He's always consistent.
Yeah, he is.
He's hot.
He's always consistent.
Styles P is always hot.
Never disappoints.
YO, what up? Dave East. Survival.
It's nice. I think,
is he claiming this his first album? Nigga put out 18 records.
Wait,
I don't know what the fuck the difference between the album and the, you know what I mean, nowadays. Niggas, I don't know.
You
if,
like it, Dave? Do you like this album?
I do like it.
Also, how you feel about the Fab record? You shitting on it at first.
I was shitting on it at first. I like it now.
I told you it had a vibe.
I think when I told you that was off the first listen. Mm. I listened to it again. I had to sit with it. I was like, okay, this shit riding.
It's rocky like in the beginning. Like, what? Okay.
Yeah. The beat wasn't really what I expected from them, but the shoot. It's nice.
Sometimes I think that's what gets you. Mm-hmm. You'll be like, it's not okay.
Yeah, I was a little premature on the, you know.
I like to join with Lil Baby.
Yeah, that's all. He said Kodak was supposed to be on there, but he took him off.
Oh, yeah, I seen that. I said, you don't fuck with Lil Baby, though.
Mm-hmm. I mean, Lil Baby's cool. I fuck with him. He made good music. Mm-hmm. He definitely made good music.
That one with J Black is nice.
I don't know. What
Penthouse.
Oh, okay.
Six Black.
I can get used to
Six
this.
Black.
Yeah, Black. Dude from
Black.
Atlanta.
Black. Okay.
Fire.
It was Six Black did that?
Is he on that?
I thought it was J Black.
No, J Black. You're right. My bad.
Fuck.
That's my bad. J Black.
I know what the fuck I'm talking about.
I'm watch it. Fuck. See, y'all niggas changed in this new studio. What I'm talking about.
You got to. We in the studio. We lit. Fuck you mean.
West Side Gun album.
Huh?
Yeah, man.
West Side Gun album.
It's nice. Come on.
Is it nice?
Yeah, they've been putting out good music, man.
That
whole camp.
Hitler wears Herman.
Make love
Herman
the bitch I love
Sutton.
You.
Mm-hmm. I love you.
Bitch, I love you.
You know what I'm saying?
That's it. Four words.
Just keep repeating.
That's how a thug nigga say I love you, bitch. He gotta call you bitch first, though.
Yeah. No Chris Brown.
So you know it's real.
Chris Brown.
I really like this one because it rides front to back. The West Side Gun joint. So yeah.
Okay, yeah. That shit is ride.
Another classic.
That shit ride. Whoopie hard. I think size 42 hard.
Oh yeah, size 42.
That joint. You know what I mean?
Yeah. He got some joints on it. Say word.
That joint.
Got
a lot of shit. Fat
Joe. Boop 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 boop.
Yeah. Oh shit with the Fat Joe.
Yeah, they got Fat Joe that fucking shit. Doing his gunshots. Everybody shooting.
It was nice to hear Fat Joe with him on that track.
That shit is hard too. Yeah. He spit on that. He bodied that. I like that.
I don't know if y'all fuck with Tory Lanez. Chicks Take 5. You heard it, Dave?
I have not heard it in its entirity.
Okay. It's dope.
I didn't hear that.
I'm sure.
I've seen his face.
Anytime you flip some shit.
He definitely flips some dope ass shit on
and
that.
And 1 and 2 is hard, so.
He flips some shit on there. Right. So.
Go back and listen to Chicks.
He always got some nice shit.
I am there. Yeah. What'd you say, Moses?
My say he always got some nice shit. He got the fade going, so.
I got a take for Dave, man.
What's going on?
Me and Moses was listening because I was talking to a homie at work one day. A homie at work. He's actually my homie, though. You know how I always shit on coworkers. But no, it's really, I fucks with this dude. So. Hey, let me see that bottle. No, that goes in. Let me see the bottle. Mm. Let me see the bottle there.
Mm. What you blunt hungry?
So, G Unit, beg for mercy.
Yeah, let's go.
Classic.
Fucking back.
Classic. Yeah, Young Buck out rapped Lloyd Banks that whole album.
He was bucking back fresh.
Know. I don't know about that.
Listen, bro.
I got to listen to that.
Listen, no, that's true. Saying.
That's what I'm telling you.
I was like you, Dave.
I said the same thing.
But when I was listening.
Nah, Buck.
Buck
spit.
Was hungry. He was hungry on that.
Buck is. I'm not here to fucking argue about Buck's ability. Buck is ill.
I know,
he
but.
Ill nigga.
But at the time, okay. It was all about Lloyd Banks to me at the time. Yeah, and I did like Buck. I was like, he was rapping too. Uh-huh. But you know, he's from the South. I'm biased New York nigga, whatever.
I gotta check that out. I gotta.
Homie
to
told me that. And
Buck was pushing, but I was.
Nah,
like,
yeah,
Banks.
Was,
I was like, Banks got it. Because you know what I'm saying? From the shit I just heard.
He was hungry.
Especially from
I know Buck was hungry.
And he ain't want to get replaced by Yayo when he got home.
Well, no, it wasn't about him being replaced, nigga.
No, I'm just saying he was just hungry. That was probably his hunger.
Yeah,
he did the Cash Money thing didn't work out, so he was like, with this, nigga,
shit work.
Bro, I went back and listened.
Buck and rap, nigga. Everybody know Buck and rap.
I feel like he had pressure, especially when
we love Buck on this podcast.
I was just about to say because we talk shit about him, but on some real shit, we really fuck with him. Like we really fuck with him. Like
Buck and Bang,
except for that Ten of Key stuff.
Huh?
Ten of Key. I don't know.
Ten of Key what?
Y'all niggas ever been arrested before?
Come on, man. I got the money, man. Take the shit down.
What are you talking about?
No, you still chill. All right. We just praise Buck, and now you trying to bring this nigga back.
Nah, I ain't saying nothing. I was on the side. Nobody heard nothing.
Nobody heard nothing.
You just said that you booking me back.
What was you saying?
Go back to Buckback Mountain. Go check that episode out. That shit is actually funny. Honestly, but we fuck with Buck. Don't get it twisted.
Yeah. Buck going hard, though.
Y'all ever been arrested before?
Yeah. I have been.
Like, all the way to the jail cell?
No. Just to the police department.
All the way to the jail cell. Niggas been handcuffed.
I tell you my story real quick. Nigga on his way to a job interview. Speeding through Mamaroneck. 914 what up.
914.
Anybody knows about that area, you know not to speed through Mamaroneck. And I was, I deserved to get pulled over. And nigga pulled me over. My insurance was fucked up on the car.
Mm-hmm.
And niggas arrested me. I was fucking dressed up. They didn't give a fuck. Once I got my car back, I had to pay $200 to get out. Once I got my car back, I seen them niggas was tugging on my radio. They was tugging on my fucking, the vents on my in the front of the car, trying to see if I had stashed some shit. All shit was just all pulled out and displaced and shit. Yeah, they ran through my shit, but of course they ain't find nothing. The car smelled like weed because I got high in it the night before. You know what I mean?
Stop smoking in the car.
I mean, well, listen, I learned my lesson, but that's as far as it went though. I mean, what about you, Moses? What you gonna say? No.
Yo. I told you, man. Like, listen.
You ain't tell me shit.
And homeboy was just riding, you know what I'm saying? Smoking and riding, chilling.
Yeah, they're smoking and riding.
Smoking and riding. Fucked around, he supposed to meet somebody at the hotel. Ain't never come out, so we smoking.
Still smoking.
We seen the security guard.
Who the fuck is
you
meeting at the hotel?
He was meeting somebody.
Okay. This is back in the Backpage days. I know what this is. I know what this is. Okay.
Nah, he was trying to get some more weed. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, he was trying to get something.
Dope boys in the hotel. You know what I'm saying?
So, oh, yeah, it was good for
back
that.
In the day, you know what I'm saying? So
dummies.
They can't do it now. It's a wrap.
Stupid.
But back in the day.
That was a trap then.
Yeah. So they were taking too long. Nigga done spurred off. We were like, fuck it. So after a while, we look back. We see this car speeding up. It was like, fuck, and it was a cop. So I put the blunt in there, not thinking I had some weed on me. It was about a nick, so I guess I wasn't really thinking about it.
About a nick.
You know what I'm saying? So dude pull us over.
A nick.
A nick.
Nick.
What year was this?
Huh? I'm saying, no, I didn't get it. It was about a nick. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, yeah.
Okay. Come on.
I'm just fucking with
but
you, bro.
Yeah, back in the day, you can't get a nick. Nick of the regular. No, honestly, Arizona was popping, man.
Zona
was popping. Yeah, so,
you had no choice.
Go ahead, bro.
Zona was popping.
Yeah, Zona, man.
So. He was smoking Zona in there.
Zona, man.
In New York. You don't want to give it to us. Yeah, this new car. Fuck out of here.
Shout out to the sour. Go ahead.
Yeah, it's a homie. You know, let me see the lights and stuff like that. You give it to him. They're like, damn, shit, smell like weed.
Uh oh.
He's like, you ain't got anything. He's like, nah, we ain't got nothing. I was like, nah, I done smoked it. So I threw it out. You know what I'm saying? It's gone. So he was like, all right, let me check you out. I was like, all right, no problem. So he searches the shit, everything, finally can't even find the shit I got. So he about to let us go. Damn, another cop pull up, a rookie. You know what I'm saying? You can tell he fresh. He up there smiling. Yeah, what's going on? You know what I'm saying?
The nigga was like Day Day and what's his name?
Yeah.
Bingo. I got that. I got that.
So, flight. You know what I'm saying? So he's like, yeah, what's going on? Man, tell him what's going on. So it was like, oh, really? Let me search him again.
Oh, man.
So he got the dog with him, the other dude.
Fucking dog.
So the dog going in the car, you know what I'm saying? Smell nothing in there. So he put the dog back in there. searches us again. This time when he searches us, the young dude finds it because he pulls out my whole pocket and everything pop out. I'm like, fuck.
Yeah.
I was like, I didn't even know I even had that. I'm like, shit, you can have that. Like, what is that? You know what I'm saying? So he was like, yeah, it's really nothing. But we still got to get you on there. I'm going to just get you. You know what I'm saying? I'm like, what the fuck? So,
yeah, ain't like, gotta do shit.
Yeah, like, you didn't have to do that. So, that's all we got.
Fucking fed.
So, we sitting there. So, he let us sit up in the car, take us out of handcuffs, because, you know, he got us in handcuffs. Take us out of handcuffs. Ricky drives off. He's smiling. So, I'm saying, I had to put this down. He was like, I was going to let you go. Then Ricky came up, so I'm just gave this little ticket right here. I was like, all right, I ain't go to court. I had to do this lawyer shit for that bullshit, but it was a bunch of bullshit, though.
It's always a bunch of bullshit out here.
Yeah, I should have been more careful, though. I just should have put the other shit, so. That just made me be like, be more careful.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Nigga, that time I got arrested, it was some straight bullshit.
What happened?
So, this was back when I used to drive a Lexus.
As long as you won't cry like a little bitch.
You must have cried like a little bitch.
Nah, I'm just saying.
You sure? No, come on, like, man. You can tell us.
As long as you ain't crying like, no, over a nick. Get out of here.
Over a nick.
You cry over a bitch over a nick? Nigga, I need to quit.
So this was back when I used to drive a Lexus, right, Moses? Dave, y'all remember that shit. Fucking little Hot Wheels car or whatever, right?
It wasn't it.
You stupid.
Lemony douchey.
So I have an you stupid. Shut up, nigga. I'm going to the crib. I got a little ten grams on me, a little sack of weed on
me.
Okay. You know what I mean? Couple dollars in my pocket. I'm driving down 53. I look over by the IGA. There's a cop. I'm like, all right, that's cool. I ain't gonna worry about it. So as soon as I get down to, like, where it's the end of 53 and 24, these motherfuckers is right behind me. I ain't even see him pull out. He just came out of nowhere on me. So I stashed the weed in my nuts, right? But I got on boxer shorts. I got on sweatpants, and I got on boxer shorts. Not the brief shits, you know what I mean? So as soon as the light turned green.
In my sweaty nuts.
I was trying to hide the stash. So anyway, this motherfucker pulls me over.
Dirt!
This motherfucker pulls me over. I roll the window down. Oh, sir, I see you can't take this tint off your car. You must remember me. I'm like, oh, what the
fucking
fuck?
Asshole already.
Right. Well, it's the same cop that pulled me over 6 months prior. So, you know what I mean?
Okay.
He pulled me over 6 months prior, and that time we was on our, me and all day was on our way to a car show. All day tried to swerve and everything for him to pull over, pull him over, because he knew what I had going on real quick.
All day, okay. What up?
Yeah, so.
What's up, all day?
I bust a quick left on L.A. Dunham, and I threw the weed out the passenger window. Huh?
Old thick neck nigga.
Tweaking, eating nigga right now.
Hey,
let me get wheat bread with Twinkies in the middle.
That nigga gonna put y'all in the headline.
That's the headline. That's my nigga, though.
That's a fact.
Nobody else better talk about him.
He was definitely my nigga for swerving, trying to get the cop to pull him over.
Yeah.
So I turned on L.A. Dunham and threw the weed out because I had, like, some weed on me. And I was like, all right. So as soon as I did that, he turned in behind me, pulled me over. Boom. When he searched the car that time, it was just him and a partner. So now this time when he pulls me, you know, they ain't find nothing. So he just wrote me a ticket, told me I need to take the tent off. And tent tickets, we was like, fuck them shits, nigga. We don't take tent off.
Yeah.
So this time he pulls me over. I smell marijuana again. I need you to step out the vehicle. I'm like, oh, man. So I step out. Of course, as soon as I step out, the weed slides down my leg. Because I got the boxer shorts on and shit.
That's because you got little nuts, nigga.
Well, I didn't put it behind. I didn't put it there.
We got one nut.
Anyway.
It doesn't work.
One ball.
Holy shit.
wrap the sack around it. That's right. It'd be good.
Had the sack in the sack.
Holy shit.
Anyway, yo.
Sex on sex on sex.
Oh, that's nasty.
So anyway, I hate y'all, man. I swear I hate
Shaboobie.
So anyway, of course, the weed slid down my leg or whatever. So he's telling me to, you know, lift my pants leg up. So I'm doing all that. Cool. This time, his partner brings the dog this time. So they circle my car, and the dog is like, well, he's hitting that driving door pretty hard. So next thing you know, he's like, well, let me search you. And he starts patting me down. And next thing you know, of course, he finds the weed. He immediately puts me in handcuffs, takes my fucking shoes off, pats me down. I had money in my pocket.
Oh, take your shoes off? I fucking hate
that. Yeah, all that shit. Next thing you know, the fucking dog is jumping all on my fucking leather. Suede and shit, mad as fuck.
It's scratching shit.
Yeah, it's all inside the car and shit. You know what I mean? I gotta sit here and watch this shit. And then I had money in my pocket. It was like $1,300 or whatever. So he was like, oh, that's drug money, isn't it? I was right. I was like, nah, man, I'm in school. You see the textbooks and shit in the fucking back seat. I'm in school, you know what I mean? That's money I got from fucking refund checks. My mom told me to go put that in the fucking bank tomorrow because it was like 7 p.m. at the time, you know what I mean? Right. So,
and he saw right through that kingpin money.
Yeah, right. Shut the fuck right up, dude.
Yeah.
He's a kingpin. Fucking pigs.
Little ghost.
Let me light my joint. Yeah. You know what I mean? I hate you, nigga.
Niggas can't wait to accuse a nigga being a kingpin. Mm. No, nigga, I got 10 grand. I'm getting high. Mm.
Thank you. Thank you.
I'm just getting high.
I'm trying to go get high. I'm going home.
What's up?
So,
leave me alone.
He said, well, you know the dog can sniff it out. It's drug money. Whoa, hold on. Well, I just told you I'm in college now. Now you're trying to tell me I'm just fucking stupid. And I just see that U.S. dollar has 90% trace of cocaine in it. Like, come on, man. Let's stop playing out here, man.
You just wanted the dog to get high.
Right. So he did some bullshit where the dog, I guess, supposedly sniffed the money. And he says, well, I have good news and bad news. You have to go. I have to take you downtown. But you get to keep your money and everything. We can't impound your car. Call somebody. So, Jizzle to the rescue. Shout out to mother nigga Jizzle.
Shout out to Jizzle.
Jizzle. Came and got the car and shit, man.
And clutch.
The fucking police tried to get me to leave the money. Let them hold the money and shit. And I was like, nah, leave that shit in the car. Oh, you never know. Your cousin might take it. Come on, man. Right. Like, what are y'all doing out here, man? Yeah. So, yeah, they took me downtown, some bullshit. I signed myself out. You ain't have to. You could have just wrote me a ticket, bro. You just wanted my face and all this other bullshit. Right. Try to paint some bullshit, man.
Yeah, he just wanted to waste your time.
He was just trying to go on to do that anyway. You know what I'm saying?
The fucking crazy.
The good news is, but the bad news is. Shut the fuck out of
that up, nigga.
Try to get me to snitch in a car over 10 grams.
Grilled cheese neck, nigga.
The funny part is, OG is like, you know, don't let your moms find out. Don't let your moms find out. But he fucks around, he said, and lets the fucking lawyer letters come in the mail. Like, I was asleep that day.
He was asleep.
Like, bro, like, what's up? We just gonna handle this with the lawyers and be good. Like, what are you doing? So,
nah, he gave it to her.
You know what? You know what?
Niggas
Moses?
Be lying, like,
you know
let me
what,
tell you
Moses?
Something.
Yeah, let me. Yeah.
He ain't think about you. He got, right. You know what I'm saying? Like,
right.
Hey, look, this is what he did.
OG ain't say
but I'ma tell.
I hope not.
He ain't say
nah. But I'ma tell. I fell asleep.
Hey, shout out my mother. She gonna listen to this. I'ma ask her. OG snitched on me.
It's time to find out.
OG ain't snitching. I think he sold me, Dave. I think he sold me, man. Yo, real quick, man. Real quick. Y'all, you know. Y'all in y'all 30s, right? Y'all in y'all 30s, whatever.
Give or take.
Right.
30s.
Back in the day, you know, it's probably just, you know, the beauty of a woman. You know what I mean? A fat ass, beautiful face.
That's nice always nice.
Right, right. But what is like your attraction in a woman now, these days? Does all that really, I mean, does that still matter or?
Well, I think men.
It's different attraction.
And we speaking for men.
Right.
It's different attraction because you can go attracted by somebody's mind, just the way they talk.
Right.
The way they handle themselves.
Yeah, because I was going to say conversation.
You know what I'm
saying?
It don't even have to be the curves because they could just have titties, but you like the way they carry itself. You know what I'm saying? No ass. They be like, yeah.
Right.
She ain't got no ass, bro. You know what I'm saying? I'm not worried about that.
That's the thing about men. Men, Well, men got a list, but yeah. we will knock shit off that list. But if Shorty got if Shorty got one thing on that list, we will we'll hold on to that one thing. Yeah. You know what I mean?
If that one thing is worth like her attitude of where she carries right. herself, like you know she right. don't fuck, you know see you don't seen the way she act with other dudes, mm-hmm. like damn, she don't be all in their face. I like that. Mm. You know what I'm saying?
Me,
like,
for me, Shorty gotta have a sense of humor too.
Yeah.
I got a sense of humor, and my sense of humor is not always politically correct or not nice sometimes.
Yeah, you gotta have some type of sense of humor today, cause he out here trying to get through.
It's nice for Shorty to make you laugh. It's hard to find that. Everybody Shorty ain't funny.
Conversation for me. Yes, yeah. If you can hold a conversation,
right,
and we can just laugh and talk and bullshit.
Articulate, you gotta, yeah, you gotta be articulate.
Yeah. You know what I'm saying? I'm a funny nigga. She gotta be funny.
Nigga, you ain't funny.
I'm hilarious, motherfucker. You hear me?
Somewhat independent, have something going on. Mm. You know what I mean? Yeah. That'd be nice. Mm.
Yes.
Be nice.
Mm. I'm with you guys. Okay.
Know how to get me on my shit.
Okay.
Niggas be fucking up. Mm. I ain't gonna lie. That's the thing. Honestly, for real, nah, I ain't gonna say it.
I ain't gonna lie, I kind of like corny too.
Corny is cute sometimes.
Yeah, if you got a corny funny with
yeah.
it.
Yeah.
Yeah. Because I'm a corny nigga. I
you extra
be,
corny.
I can,
though.
No. See, you trying to be disrespectful.
Wow. Nah, what you want me
I'm
to do?
I'm not extra corny.
What you want me to do?
But
that's my opinion.
You giving off shots with the news, too.
That's my
opinion.
What do you mean? Dave shoots at me all day. I ain't shooting at him, just saying.
We all know who the corny one is.
I'm definitely corny.
Yes.
I'm definitely corny.
The corniest.
Yeah, with Sam and White Peters.
What's
But it's so
I'm getting a fucking Sam and White Peter.
Yeah, I know.
Sam and shirt. Fuck you. Yo, 2020. Lexington in the Sam and shirt.
Make sure to say Rock Nation.
Ew.
It's not going to say Rock Nation. Why would it say not Rock Nation?
Salmon shirt.
I'm getting it. I'm doing it.
Fat Farm.
How y'all feel about work? You
nigga said
what?
Fat Farm. You have a fat farm wife beater? The fuck you dig that out from? Yeah, what basement attic you dig that shit out from?
It's got the logo like
you
right
can't,
on
like
the top.
You weren't wearing Fat Farm, FUBU, Platinum FUBU.
That's what I'm saying. Where you dig that shit out from? You ain't got no new Fat Farm gear, nigga.
Making money now.
Echo Academics.
You know what I mean? All that bullshit.
Get the polo.
Bullshit.
Get the polo.
Get the polo. Yeah, how y'all feel about work snitching? Do they do it for promotions? Does that happen, you think?
I don't know why people snitch, man. I just
it's not even work snitching. They've been a snitch. Mm. They just said work snitching. Mm-hmm.
You feel me?
I say, hey.
Just crack your brain like an egg.
You didn't do
let
that.
It sizzle. Let it sizzle. What the fuck is Sigga talking about?
The heat is rising.
Niggas like, he's a genius.
I know.
He's a genius.
He's a genius.
God damn it. He's a genius.
Niggas crashing.
What you listen to? Dirty Water.
Word.
He's a genius.
Episode 51, and we in the new studio, bitch, and this shit lit. Fuck y'all.
Work snitching, man. Work snitching. Motherfuckers that be at work just snitching on motherfuckers that don't even have to.
You ever got snitched on at work?
I don't think so.
I have.
I don't think so.
This nigga, all right, so I was working in Charlotte.
Well, we doing a podcast now, so at least not yet.
Work.
Go ahead.
Yeah.
I was working right now.
I was working in Charlotte or whatever, and I had to come back to Fayetteville to drop a coworker off and pick another coworker up. Now, me and my passenger, we got high. We smoking in the fucking work truck.
Oh, so y'all was both smoking.
We was getting high. Nigga, we was both getting high.
So why the fuck is he snitching if he's smoking?
No, nah, this wasn't.
Okay, got you. I'm sorry, my bad.
It was two of us in there.
Yeah.
He wrote So we picked the third dude. We dropped one dude off.
Okay.
Picked another dude up. And the nigga, I guess he smelled the weed from when we smoked on the way up back to Fayetteville. Mm. And he fucking told the higher authorities or the higher ups at the job.
Higher ups.
Right, we're a fucking faggot.
Higher ups.
The nigga said he was scared because we was high and we was driving the truck and shit.
Why was he scared?
Man. I don't know. He was weird.
Did you leave smoke in the truck?
No. Yeah, we didn't smoke when he was in the truck. But he smelled the weed. Mm. He said he was nervous and he was scared, little pussy ass nigga.
Damn, Dave. You gotta relax.
Or, you know.
Calm down, bro.
We had to get high. That's a 3-hour ride.
But shout out to Charlotte.
More of the story is it
stop smoking in the truck.
Now, I was gonna say stop. I was gonna say stop snitching because
That too.
That got nowhere. Mm. You know what I mean? You snitching, it's getting you nowhere. And he don't even work for the company no more.
I feel like this. Man.
Oh, you're a bigger bitch.
Word. Listen, the people that be snitching at their job. Think about the people that gotta pay bills. Mm.
With kids.
With kids, you don't know the situation.
Sick and you know shit.
You never know the situation. Think about the situation. Whatever happens, happens. You know what I'm saying? Just let it happen. But don't be so eager to try to get rid of them because you might get rid of yourself.
Mm. There you go.
Mm. Dropping that knowledge.
Yeah, me, Moses has spoken.
Well, rest in peace to John Witherspoon.
Oh, man. Rest in peace, man.
Bang, 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 bang.
I whips the pussy. Gotta coordinate.
Gotta coordinate.
Nigga had the mushroom on the inside of the jacket, mushroom shirt, mushroom tie, mushroom belt. He wasn't playing.
Yeah.
And he had the freaks and I got the hookup.
Mm-hmm. That's a fact.
He had the freaks and I got the hookup.
He was the pimp. Did you know he was in Richard Pryor show when he had a show?
He had a show back there.
No, I didn't know that. I'm gonna have to go back and check it. There you go, Dave. So rest in peace to John Witherspoon.
Mm. Pops.
We in the Ville.
Pops like to eat chicken and suck his fingers.
Mm-hmm.
They said that's smacking how he really ate. Like how he ate them on.
He like pig feet.
Yeah, like.
Mm. Like, you know what I'm saying?
Like how he was eating. That's how he really ate.
Like he was eating them grapes.
Yeah. That's how he really ate and shit.
I smelt your shit for 22 years. You can't smell mine for 5 minutes. Yeah.
That nigga was funny.
I can't wait to do some shit like that to my son. You know what I'm saying? Real, hey, come in here real quick.
Real disrespectful. You know what I'm saying? That's so disrespectful.
Yo, you gotta smell my shit.
No, I wanna talk to you for a second. Stand right here.
Don't look at me. Don't look at me.
Hand me that brochure at the calendar. This nigga.
I don't be no dog catcher. Why not?
No. You gonna sit here and talk to me.
Eat some Indian food.
So rest in peace, man. Rest in peace, John Witherspoon.
Eat some Indian.
This is episode 51. Y'all got anything? Y'all got anything y'all want? Y'all good? Y'all good? Y'all feeling good?
Well, yo. 914 with up, man.
All day, man.
Yeah, man.
Eastsideville.
All right, what's up, man? Show some love, man.
You already know what time it is. I guess we get into the dirty dope of the week. I'm going to play BR in B-More and 2-6 Chino, Money Conversation. I know it's gotta be loud on there. What the fuck?
It's a bad DJ.
Nigga, I don't know what the fuck just happened, my nigga.
Look, heard he out here trapping, know the streets talking, hit the money dance. When a nigga walking, empty out the pocket, just keep on saucing. I apply pressure, put him in a coffin. Smoking OG, got a nigga coughing, niggas always lurking. I can hear him talking, money conversations, only way I'm talking. Money conversations, only way I'm talking. Yeah.
If it ain't by the bag, I won't go. Everything I got right now, bitch, I got on my own. All that hating shit these niggas doing,
I don't condone. They say what they want, but that shit in my face, cause they know they get hit with the chrome.
All a nigga know, yes, go and get them bands. I know they gon' smoke me if they ever get the chance. That nigga finessing, dancing 10K in my pants. Run the money up, I got them rackets in advance.
Stay with cheese, like you wouldn't believe, y'all. I know they gon' hate, but it's alright with me, y'all.
Do what you want when you poppin', my nigga, you know we been on. Look at my pockets, I'm making deposits. The manager think it's a loan.
Heard he out here trapping, know the streets talking. Hit the money dance, when a nigga walking. Empty out the pockets just to keep him saucing. I apply pressure, put him in a coffin. Smoking OG, got a nigga coughing. Niggas always lurking, I can hear him talking. Money conversations, only way I'm talking. Money conversations, only way I'm talking. Yeah.
You know I need big racks. Ride through the city with 30 in the bitch trap. Know we got it out the mud for real. We'll never forget that.
Ain't fucking with everybody. My brother got 15 years off a dead body. He told me when fed probably. I ain't see it coming. I don't know what to say about it.
Ride with a whole lot of choppers. Came from a whole lot of pain and a whole lot of problems. Turned to dollars and now when I fought on my mama.
And I put these hundreds together. My bitch, she bust like Beretta. Know I be smoking this pressure. Diamonds be changing the weather. When I come around, these bitches seeing it better.
Drip dribbling and gold like Mr. T. She gave me that and that bitch gotta leave him up. Something I got trust on my sleeve. Pull the dope, let it blow in the breeze.
And I been ballin' since the tip off. Racks on me, know they pissed off. Got a touchdown, that was a kickoff. My rollie be drippin' my wrist off.
My rollie be drippin' my wrist free. The nigga reason get turned to switch cheese. I just fucked the bitch, made the bitch leave. Yeah, we ballin', bitch, we in the big league.
Trip out, hit his chest and he can't breathe. Devil bag is from overseas. Woke up on a flight, I see over trees. I'm always drippin', yeah, they know it's me. Trappin', know the streets talkin'. Hit the money dance. When a nigga walkin', empty out the pocket just to keep him saucin'. I apply pressure, put him in a coffin. Smokin' OG, got a nigga coughin'. Niggas always lurkin', I can hear him talkin'. Money conversations, only way I'm talkin'. Money conversations, only way I'm talkin'. Yeah.
Goddamn, money conversation. Almost spilt my douce bouncing.
Okay.
Ville shit.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? What you got, Dave? What you got, man?
That's the aux, you heard?
There you go, my brother. God bless you.
It's called Everything. It's by Yaya. Oakland Winthrop and my nigga Shorts from the Black Vanity Crew.
You can't see worth the fuck.
That's a fact.
Jesus.
I'm getting glasses soon.
Please.
Can't change the past, alter the facts, but you can't blame a nigga if he want it back. When everything is said and done, it took me fucking up to realize you were the only one. You were my everything. Oh, 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 oh. You were my everything. Oh, 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 oh. You were my everything. Oh, 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 oh. Now that you're gone, you're gone, you're gone. I guess I gotta move on, move on. Part of transition to growth. Along the way, you gon' lose those you loving the most. Here's a note to the one I let get away. The thing about life is it's all about the cards you play. I thought I did good for my first hand, but life hit me like a pimp with his backhand. Word to everything is fuck everything, and now I hear your name and it's so fucking unsettling. I heard that you said dude, but she must be special to even get next to you. If I had the chance to, there is no telling what I might do. I'm dreading, I'm break up, I'm wishing we make up. It's time that I move on, I guess that I wake up. I love you forever, fuck wanting the better. We really ain't done and that's signed by the one. I'm sick of playing back up, I'm sick of playing back up. You quick to pull up that card. Mistakes I've repeated, the times that I cheated. Are you not the reason? Can't change the past, alter the facts, but you can't blame a nigga if you want it back. When everything is said and done, it took me fucking up to realize you were the only one. You were my everything. Oh, 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 oh. You were my everything.
I dated goddesses. I've been inside your shit. You act too childish. Still want some more of it.
Still want some more.
Just started pouring it. Her heart made of porcelain. Damn. Damn. Like an 86 Porsche, we forcing it. Like a fortune, you fortunate. Fights through the course of it. Text me your coordinates. Tell me your whereabouts. What are you scared about?
Come on.
Friday the 1-3. She wore a one piece, that monkey. How you tell me you love me, don't trust me. How you fuck me, you hate me. Your memory fuzzy and lately you make me so crazy. You lucky your cake is so cakey. My bones have been aching for shots I've been taking. Girl, you what I'm missing and fuck what I'm making. The money don't
make me. I'm sick of playing back up. I'm sick of playing bad guy. You quick to pull out that card. Mistakes I've repeated. The times that I cheated. Are you not the reason? Can't change the past, alter the facts. But you can't blame a nigga if he want it back. When everything is said and done, it took me fucking up to realize you were the only one. You were my everything. Oh, 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 oh. You were my everything. Oh, 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 oh. You were my everything. Oh, 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 oh. Now that you're gone, you're gone, you're gone. I guess I gotta move on, move on, move on.
Yeah. Girl, let's keep it together. It gets cold in this world. Let me give you my sweater. You could do better. That's what your friends say. I was your sensei. You was my sushi. I was your Nino. You was my Pookie. Those was just groupies. Fairy tale shit. Only in movies. Only once you though. Like you a lot. Make gusto mucho. You don't even speak Spanish. Invest in your body, let me fix all the damage. I'm a handful, girl. I'm leaving empty-handed. I'm holding you hostage, not leaving you stranded.
All righty then, Dave.
Word. Shout out to Black Vanity.
It's popping right there.
That shit was smooth as fuck.
I like it.
All right. Now I'm gonna follow it up.
All right.
I like it.
All right. Episode 51 out this bitch. New studio, bitch. I don't know how many times I'm gonna keep saying that shit.
Huh?
You good? You good, Moses?
Huh?
You good, Dave?
Huh?
Feeling good in this motherfucker?
Huh?
Out this bitch.
Word.
Yep.
Yep.